China.
Trickle-down economics. The Big Divide. A rising share of Chinese people believe connections are the key to success.
China's ancient thinkers knew about the dangers of inequality. Rulers need not worry about scarcity, but unevenness, said the Analects, a collection of sayings attributed to Confucius, a philosopher of the 6th and 5th centuries BC. China's leader, Xi Jinping, uses the language of Mao Zedong, but the message is the same. He calls for common prosperity, warning that in the West, wealth gaps have caused dangerous social divisions. In China, the gap between rich and poor rose sharply in the 1990s before levelling off, official data show. Research led by two American scholars of China, Scott Rosell and Martin White, found that people accepted this, remaining optimistic about their chances of improving their own lot. But their latest findings paint a different picture. Public misgivings about inequality are growing. People are blaming the economic system. The academics conducted surveys in China in 2004 and 2009, before Mr. Xi came to power, and in 2014 and 2023, during his rule. Sample sizes ranged from less than 3,000 in 2009 to over 30,000 in 2023. In 2004, respondents named ability and education as the most important enablers of wealth in China. But by 2023, these factors had dropped to 4th and 7th places among reasons cited for getting rich. Instead, those surveyed said that being well-connected and growing up rich were more important. When asked why people were poor, respondents pointed to lack of ability and effort in 2004, but to unequal opportunities and unfairness in 2023. The poor have been hit hardest by the faltering economy. In 2023, nearly one-third of respondents who earn less than 50,000 yuan, that's $6,900 per year, said their households were poorer than 5 years earlier, compared with only one-fifth of those who made over 100,000 yuan. But gloom about the economy is pervasive. In 2023, more people than ever from all income groups reported being worse off. The cause of this changing mood is China's slowing economy. In the 1980s, Deng Xiaoping, then China's leader, declared that some could get rich first and others later. But the surveys show that as economic opportunities dry up, faith in trickle-down economics is tested. For China's leaders, this may have worrying implications. They have used economic growth as a way of demonstrating the Communist Party's right to rule. Could this lead to large-scale unrest? China Labour Bulletin, a Hong Kong-based NGO, logged almost 1,800 protests by workers in 2023, more than double the number in 2022. But these are small and scattered. Messrs. Rosell and White do not expect discontent to explode soon. People have not become overwhelmingly negative and pessimistic, they write. Mr. Xi has a mighty security apparatus, but he must hope the scholars are correct.